Welcome to this week's edition of Mountain Outhouse News. I'm your host, Jam Jam. This is the craziest to happen in running this week. This week's stories include a fire threatens the 2018 Hard Rock 100, drug testing at Pike's Peak, and which elite ultra runner is targeting Nolan's 14. Much of the Southwest is on high alert, and we as a trail running community are sitting on the edge of our seats as dry conditions across several states means high fire danger. There are already a number of forest-land closures in place in my home state of Arizona, including much of the Flagstaff area, but we've been spared by a significant fire thus far. The same cannot be said about New Mexico or Colorado, which are already battling some big blazes. One broke out within Philmont Scout Ranch, shutting down treks there at least into next month. And then there's the 416 fire, north of Durango near Hermosa Creek, which this week ballooned up and shot torched leaves and ash all the way into Silverton, home of the Hard Rock 100. Currently, Highway 550 is shut down between Durango and Silverton, as well as the Durango-Silverton Narrow Gauge Railway, effectively shutting down an important tourist lifeline that the town depends on. On the heels of the fire and lack of moisture, recently initiated a total shutdown of the San Juan National Forest, which includes a part of the Hard Rock 100 course. We hope some rains enter the area this week and firefighters can get a handle on the blaze ahead of the high country running season. It has now been over a month since the start of LASCON, aka the transcontinental journey of legendary race director Lazarus Lake. He's been steadily chugging along, having completed 859 miles as of day 33 on June 11th. We'll keep an ear open to any further updates as he moves west. This week in clean sport news, the Pikes Peak Marathon Group will be testing for performance-enhancing drugs this summer, outlined by ASADA, at any of their summer events, including the Garden of the Gods 10-miler, Summer Roundup Half, Bar Mountain Trail Race, and Pikes Peak Ascent. Solomon Running will be providing drug testing for the Pikes Peak Marathon as part of their Golden Trail series later this summer. There was quite the goof at a steeplechase race in Oslo this past weekend, where officials failed to move one of the barriers 6 inches downward for the ladies. This resulted in the field having to jump over the higher obstacle 3 times before Emma Coburn's motioning caught the eye of officials who lowered the height. Oregon's Hayward Field is beginning to be dismantled this week in preparation for the dismantling of the entire grandstands. The entire facility is being quote-unquote modernized at the dismay of some in the track and field world. The historic track has seen many greats over the years, including Steve Prefontaine. The Western States 100 wait list has been accelerating over the past week, as many not ready to run from Squaw to Auburn this year withdrew, opening up spots for those patiently waiting on the fence. Notable recent drops include 2016 champ Andrew Miller, 2017 champ Cat Bradley, and top 10er Chris DiNucci. This opened up a spot for the ultramarathon man himself, Dean Karnassus. The world's largest ultra took place this past weekend in South Africa at the Comrades Marathon. Top American ladies were Devin Yanko and Sarah Bard, who finished within 2 minutes of one another in 7th and 8th place, running 6 hours 47 and 6 hours 49 minutes. But it was Anne Ashworth of the home country taking the win in 6 hours 10 minutes with a 5-minute win margin. Just 2 notable men from the U.S. up front, including 12th place Jeff Burns in 5:47, and Callum Neff 31st in 6:08. It was a hat trick for Bongmusa Mthembu of South Africa for the win in 5:26, making it back-to-back wins for him. He was a full 9 minutes ahead of second place. A follow-up on the San Diego 100, we saw Reagan Petrie take the win in 22 hours 47 minutes for the ladies, followed by Darla Askew and Denise Barassa in third. On the men's side, it was Dimitri Jornist with the win in 1854 and Benjamin Atkins in second place in 1920. Dodging some forest closures, the Flagstaff Big Pine took place in northern Arizona and was handily won by Stephen Kirsch of Citius Mag and a 104 half marathon guy. He smoked the field, setting a new course record at 54K of 3 hours 46 minutes. It was his first ultra. Amber Raimondo also set a new course record for the ladies in 5 hours 19 minutes. The free-for-all Dipsy race has come and gone for 2018, and it was a familiar tale with Alex Varner once again running the best time of the day in 48 minutes, 52 seconds, but still not enough for the overall win. He placed second. It was instead for the second straight year, Chris Lundy with the win. Her overall time of 58.37 edged out Varner by just 15 seconds due to the handicap start. We reported recently on Ryan Gelfi's Half Dome FKT attempts, and it seems this week it was finally broken by Canadian Nick Elson in 2 hours, 3 minutes, 52 seconds, which would be 14 minutes under Dean Potter's previous time and getting very close to that 2-hour barrier. On the FKT watch is Alex Nichols, who posted a photo on social media this week with a bunch of cut-up maps of the Nolans 14 route. He says he's getting ready for an attempt later this month. Be sure to keep an eye on that one. Looking ahead to the weekend, we've got a big race in the mighty Midwest at the Mohican 100 miles, so stay tuned for results next week. Bit of a short news week, but we'll jump headfirst into Western States previews next time around. Please comment with your picks below. And with that, thanks for tuning in to episode 97 of Outhouse News, and we'll see you next time. If you have crazy stories to share or questions or feedback for the show, please leave a comment below. If you'd like to directly support the show financially, consider becoming a Patreon supporter of this channel. You can also pick up this custom pair of Jam Jam sunglasses, link below. Have a shit week.